Amen, amen, amen. We praise the Lord tonight, and we thank the Lord tonight for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in. Praise God. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to KL Radio Network broadcast. Hallelujah. And this is the Anointed Truth of Christ, Uncensored. I am your host for the night, Elder Andre Prevost Sr., and it is truly a blessing, hallelujah, to be on the line tonight. It is truly a blessing to be in the presence of the living God, for the word of God said that when two or more come together in his name, that he is in the midst, he is in the middle, and we thank God for being in the middle of this tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once again, this is the Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored, and I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr., and it is a blessing to be your host on tonight. We thank God for everybody who called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We have a blessing for you on tonight. Praise God. We have Evangelist Willie Davis. He is back from last week, and he will be bringing forth a message from the living God. Let's start us off with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you tonight for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord, for being who you are, and that's God all by yourself. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit just have its way on tonight. Allow all of us to decrease so that you can increase, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, allow all of us to sit down so that you can stand up. Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God tonight as he gets ready to bring forth your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch him mind, body, and soul. And Lord, we thank you already in advance, Lord, because we know that it is already done. Lord, we thank you for your word in advance, Lord. Hallelujah. Because we know it comes from you on high. And we thank you tonight. We magnify you tonight. And we praise your holy name, Lord. Hallelujah. And we pray these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God on tonight and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Once again, this is the Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we have a dynamic man of God getting ready to bring forth the word of God on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. But before we go to him, praise God, hallelujah. I first want to say, praise God, hallelujah. I want to tell everybody why we are called uncensored. Praise God, hallelujah. Why are we referred to as being uncensored? It's because we preach and we teach the true and unadulterated word of the living God. We don't censor the word. We don't sugarcoat it. We're not politically correct. Hallelujah, praise God. So if you're looking for some politically correctness, you came to the wrong place. Hallelujah, we don't sugarcoat it, and we don't water it down. Hallelujah, praise God. I've said it before, and I've said it again. Medicine can be bitter. Hallelujah, medicine can be thick. Praise God, hallelujah. But if I mess with the potency of that medicine, if I mess with the chemical composition of that medicine, it won't be as potent as it would have been if I would have never messed with it. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we come together, hallelujah, and we come together to give you the word, we don't mess with it. We don't tamper with it. We don't water it down. We don't sugarcoat it. It is what it is. Hallelujah on tonight. It is what it is. Praise God, hallelujah. So we thank God for God connecting us with men and women of God from all over the country and all over the world, hallelujah, that are uncensored, that ain't politically correct, just gonna tell it how it is. Hallelujah. The word of God said, hallelujah, he told Jeremiah this, he said, just tell them what I told you to tell them. Hallelujah, praise God. He didn't say add to it, he didn't say take it away from it. Watch this, he didn't say care about their feelings. Hallelujah, praise God. And he said, he didn't say care about your feelings either. Well, they not gonna like me, Elder. Praise God, hallelujah. He said, if you deny me before them, hallelujah, I'm gonna deny you before my Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We have, amen, bringing the word of God tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. All the way from, hallelujah, Louisiana by way of Arlington, Texas tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bringing forth the word. Hallelujah. He is the overseer. Praise God, of Wings of a Dove Ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's also one of the ministers at Care Church Incorporated. Praise God, as well as a member. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And he is my friend and my brother in Christ. Praise God. I'm speaking about none other than Evangelist Willie Davis. Praise God. So without further ado, praise God, I'm going to shut up and I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to pass the mic, hallelujah, to none other than our very own Evangelist Willie Davis. Evangelist, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to have his way on tonight.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. We're giving glory, honor, and all praise to our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. To every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every pastor, every teacher, every elder, especially Elder Prevost tonight. Hallelujah. We want to give honor. We want to acknowledge you all and thank you and welcome you for coming and welcome you. Thank you for having me on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm excited about whatever the Holy Spirit will have me to say tonight. And the Lord laid on my heart earlier today to speak about confession. Hallelujah. Even as Pastor Prevost was mentioning a few minutes ago, we don't water down truth here. You know, the scripture says it like this: a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. In other words, Christ was paralleling his word, his pure word, to flour and to yeast. You know, if you put a little bit of yeast, just maybe a tablespoonful, in a whole barrel of flour, before you know it, you're going to have a whole barrel full of yeast. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A little leaven. Leaven is considered as yeast. In other words, a little false teaching, a little white lie here and there, will mess up the whole pure doctrine of Christ. Another way the Lord said it was that a little, just a little tradition of the elders, a little tradition will mess up the entire doctrine of Christ. You know, a little tradition will make the doctrine of Christ of non-effect. You know, so many people are so confused because why? They've been listening to so much tradition over the years. Tradition of man. Instead of hearing the unadulterated word of God, they've been listening to tradition of men. And those traditions mixed in with the word have hurt the body of Christ. In turn, it has hurt the entire world, because the world is getting something that Christ never intended for them to have. But Christ has always intended for us to have the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Amen. You know, I said for years and years and years, and I've been saying this for a long, long time. Had we, as children, had we gotten what we needed to, pertaining to life, had we gotten what we needed pertaining to life in elementary school or junior high school, we would all be very prosperous, very healthy, and very wise individuals today. But it turns out that we hardly got anything that we needed pertaining to life in school. And when you think about it, seeming as though how the enemy, who's the prince over the power of the air, runs this present cosmos, why should he have taught us those things that we needed to know when he's our enemy? And he never really wanted us to get to know as much as we know now. Our people perish because of lack of knowledge. Hallelujah. My voice sounds a little different. That's because it is. I've had to take some medication tonight. I had a little situation where I kind of hurt my leg. So bear with me, saints, because that's what led me to come up to this this particular lesson that I'm going to teach tonight. This pain and what to do about some of our infirmities. You know, by his stripes, we're healed tonight because of the lashes that Christ took upon his back, because of the humiliation he suffered going up Calvary's Hill, hanging up on that cross, on Golgotha's Hill, the hill of the skull. Why the skull? Because we needed our mind fixed. We needed our mind right. We needed that frontal lobe changed. You know, we needed a checkup from the neck up. And Christ came and gave us all of that. Everything that we needed, he gave it to us. He paid a price, though. Pay the price. You know, if we think that freedom is free, think again about that. Think again. And you know, the world try to make it appear like this thing about the gospel is not true anyway, and they try to make it look like Christians, y'all just go ahead and do what you want to do. Live the way you want to live, because all this ain't about nothing anyway. And but I'm going to say this, and I need the world to hear this. Listen to this very carefully. If you think for a millisecond that God, our Heavenly Father, would allow his holy, pure Son to suffer the way he allowed him to suffer, and the whole world would not have any consequences, if you think that he allowed his Son to suffer that way just so that we could be saved, and then we say, well, you know, I don't believe in none of that anyway. If you don't think that there's going to be a judgment behind that, then you should really think again. Time out for playing. It's very serious. Very serious, people. So, years ago, I heard some things about what you tell yourself, what do you tell your subconscious mind. I heard that whatsoever you tell yourself, and if you make a habit of telling yourself these things, that they would come to pass. I heard that they would not only come to pass, but you begin to attract certain things that you needed to see these things come into manifestation. You know, if I tell myself I'm healthy, wealthy, and wise every morning, you know what? Sooner or later, I'm going to start realizing the fruit of being healthy, wealthy, and wise. Certain things are going to begin to amalgamate for my wisdom, my health, and my wealth to come into manifestation. All I have to do is keep telling myself, you know what, you're healthy, wealthy, and wise. And I used to hear some of the sales representatives and those and life coaches begin to say, whatever you desire, get a picture of it, you know, put it on your refrigerator, put it on your wall, you know, begin to look at it, begin to think on it, begin to say what it is that you want. And tonight, I have a confession for healing. Like I said, I had an accident a while back, and kind of hurt my leg, and I've been going through a lot of pain with it. But I have a confession that I've been confessing every morning, and the more I confess it, the better my leg gets, until I'm going to look up, I'm going to be running up and down the stairs again. Right now I'm taking one step at a time. I'll be running up and down the stairs, up and down the stairs, without skipping a beat, and I'm 64. You know, they say once you reach a certain age, you know, your body takes a little bit longer to heal. The natural laws, okay, that's all good. But you know, the Word of God is a supernatural law. I said the Word of God is a supernatural law, people. Hallelujah. And we can confess that word and say to ourselves, plug into our conscious mind what God says about us and says about His Word, and says that His Word will do and perform. We can say that to ourselves and watch it come to pass. Amen to God. And this confession, whoever would like a copy of this, we should let Pastor Prevost know, and he'll get a copy of it to anyone who desires a copy of it.
Amen.
And it simply says, thank you, Heavenly Father, that I have a strong heart. My heart beats with the rhythm of life. My blood flows to every cell of my body, restoring life and health abundantly. My blood pressure is 120 over 80. The life of God flows in my blood and cleanses my arteries of all matter that does not pertain to life. I have a strong heartbeat, a strong heart. Every heartbeat floods my body with life and cleanses me of disease and pain. I command my blood cells to destroy every disease, germ, and virus that tries to inhabit my body. I command every cell of my body to be normal in Jesus' name. Every cell that does not promote life and health in my body is cut off from its life source. My immune system will not allow sickness, sin, or death, or disease to live in my body in Jesus' name. The spirit and life of God's word flows in me, cleansing my blood of every disease and impurity. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me, permeating his life through my veins, sending healing throughout my body. In Jesus' name, I forbid my body to be deceived in any manner. Body, you will not be deceived by any virus or disease germ. Neither will you work against life or health in any way. Every cell of my body supports life and health. My immune system grows stronger day by day. I speak life to my immune system. I forbid confusion in my immune system. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me and quickens my immune system with the life and wisdom of God, which guards the life and health of my body. I speak to the bones and joints of my body. I call you normal in Jesus' name. My bones and joints will not respond to any disease, for the spirit of life permeates every bone and joint of my body with life and health. Father, I make a demand on my bones to produce perfect marrow. I make a demand on the marrow to produce pure blood that will ward off sickness and disease. My bones refuse any offense of the curse. I make a demand on my joints to function perfectly. There will be no pain or swelling in my joints. My joints refuse to allow anything that will hurt or destroy their normal functioning. Body, I speak the word of faith to you. I demand that every internal organ perform a perfect work, for you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, I charge you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the authority of the Holy Word to be healed and made whole in Jesus' name. Father, I resist the enemy in every form that he comes against me. I require my body to be strong and healthy, and I enforce it with your word. I reject the curse, and I enforce life in this body. I will not die, but live and declare the works of God. You have forgiven all my iniquities. You have healed all my diseases. You have redeemed my life from destruction. You have satisfied my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed as the eagles. Lord, you have blessed my food and water and have taken sickness away from me. Therefore, I will fulfill the number of my days in health. Your will be done. Amen. Hallelujah. Every part of that confession can be found and substantiated, backed up, if you will, by the word of Almighty God. So you can confess that no matter how much pain you're in at the present time, no matter what the doctor said is going wrong, no matter what evil report the doctor is giving you, whose report will you believe? No matter what it looks like, what it feels like, what it sounds like, you can confess those confessions over your own body every day, every morning, every night before you go to bed, and watch the change. Just watch it. Because that's the power of God's word. That's the grace of God's word. That's the goodness of God's word. And that's the healthy fruit of God's word. Hallelujah. For our own welfare. Our own health, to make us wise about what the Word of God has said concerning our health, about what the blood of Jesus had wrought or worked for us and in us by the grace of God, by the sacrificial lamb. We behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. We behold the Lamb of God. He's done all things well. Hallelujah. Yes, he has. I'm reminded when I got saved in 1981, the very first scripture that God spoke to me, and called me by my name, he said, Willie, he said, you're going to suffer a lot of trials and tribulations in this world. He said, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. And you know, because he's overcome, that means I can overcome too. Hallelujah. And I'm glad about it. I am so glad about it. I remember that faithful day, 1 week before, yeah, it was a Palm Sunday, 1 week before Easter in 1981. I was in Chattanooga, Tennessee, upstairs in Bible study. You know, it really started back in the early spring. I was coming home from Baton Rouge, and I was living in Tennessee at the time. So when I say coming home from Baton Rouge, my mom was living in Baton Rouge, so I had gone to visit my mom, and I was headed back to Tennessee. I was headed back to Tennessee from Baton Rouge, and I left that evening. So somewhere during the night, I was in, rolling through Alabama, probably 2059, rolling through Alabama somewhere, headed toward Tennessee, and the fog started rolling in, and I'd never seen fog actually roll towards you before. I mean, it was actually rolling. The fog was rolling. And then you couldn't see 2 feet in front of your face. And then it would clear up, and I could see the next rolling batch coming on in. So this went on for about 10, 15 minutes. I was like, you know what? I have an extra day before I even have to be to work. So I'm just going to pull in a hotel and get some rest and start back up in the morning. That's what I did. So wasn't anything on television. I wasn't sleepy. So I opened the desk, and one of the Bibles placed by the Gideons was in there, and I started reading that Bible. Couldn't put it down, because I kept saying, you know, whoever this person is who wrote this, they don't have any equivocation or no doubt at all about who they are, because he kept saying, I am the Lord, thy God. I'm a jealous God. You don't have any other gods before me. I am the Lord, you know. And boy, I was like, man, I don't know what this is all about, but it sure is making some good reading. I couldn't put it down, y'all. So in the morning when I got ready to leave, the maid came to the room. I asked her, I said, ma'am, I was reading this Bible last night. I said, can I have this Bible? And she was like, oh, yeah. I said, hold on. I want to make sure she understood, because the last thing I wanted to be accused of was stealing the Bible. I was a sinner, But I never want to be accused for stealing the Bible, okay? So in other words, I have that much respect for the Bible. She said, yeah. She said, I said, no, I mean, can I bring it with me? I said, because I'm getting ready to leave. I'm going to Tennessee. And I probably won't be back this way. Can I have it? I'm asking you, can I have it? She said, sure, we have extra ones downstairs. And we'll just put another one back in there. I said, thank you. So I kept reading it. Kept reading it every night. I would read it and read it and read it. And at that time, I didn't know faith coming by hearing and hearing coming from the Word of God. I didn't know none of that. But it was making my faith stronger and stronger, because one morning in Sunday school, I was a member of the Southside Missionary Baptist Church. You can look it up, Chattanooga, Tennessee, where the Reverend Julius Caesar Bonner IV resided as pastor at that particular time. Well, upstairs in Sunday school, I just decided to go to Sunday school that morning. And no doubt, probably from reading that Bible like that every night, kind of perked my interest in what was going on in Bible school. So I wanted to find out. So the teacher was teaching from John 1, not 1 John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1. When he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I said, hold up, wait a minute. How you going to have the Word with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was the Word? What? And he was trying to explain to me how the Word is in a Trinity, you know, form, and that the Word became flesh, and that flesh was, of course, the person of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he began to expound on how that he went to his own received him not, and certain things were sort of like a parallel for me, and I began to relate to this story. And I began to relate to this story on another level, on a deeper level, things as though. And the very moment in Sunday school, the very moment that I realized that I could get to know the Lord for myself through reading, that this was the mind. In other words, he said, this is the mind of Christ, this Bible. And I don't know why I didn't know that. I believe I did know that. But for whatever reason, I think it clicked at that particular time. You know, it's one thing to think something. It's another thing for something to drop into your spirit or whatever. I don't know, even know how to explain it. But I can tell you this. The very moment, not a second earlier, or not a second later, that I understood that I could get to know the Lord for myself by reading his word, and that this was his word. Everything that was written in this book was his word. It was like a light bulb went on in my head. But that light bulb literally transformed into a balm of Gilead, so to speak. Because that's what it felt like when the Lord's Spirit entered my body from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. It was like a balm of Gilead. It was like a healing balm. I never felt so soothed. I never experienced such a soothing feeling as that before in all of my life. It was wonderful, to say the least. And at the same time, I felt like a dark spirit, a heavy spirit, just lift off of me at the same time. My. Got outside after church. The sun never shined so bright. The sky never was that blue before. The trees never looked that green. The grass never had been that green before. The birds never sang so sweet. Are you hearing me? And the pastor was outside, and I just hugged him and grabbed him around his neck and just, oh, man, it was like, hallelujah. And, of course, that following Sunday, the pastor had, you know, had a little testimony about what he saw in me and what had happened and what have you. And, of course, I ultimately ended up giving the testimony because that was my testimony. Hallelujah. That was my time to give it. Glory to God. It was on that Sunday in 1981, Palm Sunday, 1981, that I received the Spirit of the Living God. Hallelujah. I received it in my life. And what a wonderful, wonderful experience. That led me to understand, you know, a belief is one thing, but an experience is something different. You can believe anything, but don't you know an experience is greater than a belief? Because you can believe that a young man that you met name was Earl. Why? Because somebody told you his name was Earl. But when you asked him his name, he said, no, my name is Jeremiah. I thought your name was Earl. Why, who told you that? Somebody told me something, so. But when you hearing it from the man himself, no, my name is Jeremiah, then you could know you have experienced something. First you believe something else, but now you've experienced the truth. And maybe that's not a good analogy, but I think you get my meaning. So I said all that to say, when the Lord told me, be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world, I took him for face value. And that's why I am of good cheer, because through him, I can overcome the world too. Hallelujah. It's just a work in progress. It's just a matter of time, people. So we should confess what the Lord tells us to confess. Believe what the Lord tells us to believe. Because, you know, a child believe everything you tell them when they're innocent, when they're a child. You know, that's why you have to be careful what you tell children. Like my beloved brother said, don't go tell them it's the Easter Bunny and a tooth fairy, and you know there's no such a thing. You know. But as God's sons and daughters, we're God's children. And what better source to believe truth from than a holy, righteous, sinless God in whom it's impossible to lie? Now, if you can't believe him, a God that changes not, then who are you going to believe? Man, we're fallen creatures. Surely you're not going to believe Satan, who done taught man most of everything he knows. So if I was you, I wouldn't believe man. And I surely wouldn't believe Satan. So whose report are you going to believe? If I was you, I believe God's report. The Word of God. So, this part of the message is especially to the world as well. Don't try to make God out of a liar. You'll be doing yourself a serious injustice. Because hell is too hot and eternity is too long. And anybody that try to make God out of a liar, you know, you heaping up yourself anger and bitterness until the day of judgment so you can throw this in God's face. Well, I saw Willie do this and I saw Willie do that. So what? Did you see the blood flow down from Christ's side? Huh? Guess what? Willie stands under that blood. So God don't even see what you see. He ain't even interested in that. Because you know what? It ain't about Willie. It's about Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus, the Messiah. It's about what Jesus has done for Willie. And nuts, like, well, I'm not going to say that. It's about Jesus, what Jesus has done for all of us. Okay? For all of us. Not about us. Don't take yourself too seriously. It's about what Jesus has done. And he had done all things well. Hallelujah. So, I thank God for our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he has truly let us out and let us in. Hallelujah. He has buried our sins and caused us to be risen up together with him in the resurrection power of a new life. It's a new day. Hallelujah. And for those of you all who have an experience, the righteousness of God, have an experience, his precious Holy Spirit, pray and ask the Lord. You know he can hear you. He made all the ears. You know he can see you. He made all the eyes. Yes, I got saved that day in 1981. The Lord pulled out his anointing upon me. Back in 1981. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. And it's been a lot of trials and tribulations since then. Woo, a lot of. My God. But I thank God. He has kept me through them all. You know, the devil, he'll try to bust up your family. Bust up your family, bust up steal your job from you. Take your money. He'll lie on you. He'll cheat you. He'll do everything he possibly can do within the realm of what God will allow him to do. He get really interested in you once you proclaim that the Lord Jesus Christ have become your God. He'll come against you in every kind of way he know how. He'll tell you every lie in the book and some lies that ain't been wrote yet. I'm telling you what I know. Been there. Done that. Got the t-shirt. So, for some of you all who haven't experienced some of that, I don't know if I want to go into battle with somebody like you, that. Give me somebody that's been through something. I'll go and I'll take my chance and go into warfare with you. But if everything's comfortable in your life and everything's going well with you, then just tell me one thing. The devil ain't worried about you. He already got you. You're doing exactly what he wants you to do. But let's get back to our confessions. Speak the truth to yourself. And the truth only. You know, like men, like what you're supposed to speak to your wives, speak the word of God to your wife only and nothing else. Because the world is seeking the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, God. Amen. Amen. That's all I have tonight, Pastor Prevost. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 We thank God tonight. Hallelujah. For evangelist. Hallelujah. Willie on tonight. Praise God. Willie Davis bringing forth that word. Hallelujah. The power of confession. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The power of confession. The Bible says, hallelujah, if you confess your faults one to another and pray for one another, then you may be healed. And that word may don't mean like we use may, where I may go to the store, I may not. No, when it says may, it means to be allowed. To be allowed. See, the power of confession allows God to work. It allows your body to be healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And for those of you out there tonight that heard the word of God, and you want to make a confession tonight, a confession that will change your life. Hallelujah. A confession that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. If you don't know Christ for yourself tonight, we want to give you the opportunity to make Christ the Lord of your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those of you out there listening and you heard the word of God tonight, hallelujah, you want to make God your personal Lord and Savior, all you have to do is repeat this with us. Hallelujah. Just say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to wash me, Lord, and make me whole. I make you the Lord and Savior of my life. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Now we believe, hallelujah, praise God, that if you made that confession, hallelujah, that you are saved right now, that your sins are forgiven right now, washed with the blood of the Lamb, with the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah tonight. Praise God. We thank God for the man of God. And before we go any further, let me just do this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you tonight for the man of God. We want to thank you tonight for the word that you put in his belly, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you replenish him the virtue that he has poured out onto us, Lord. And we ask that you keep filling him up with wisdom, with knowledge. Keep filling him up with that word, Lord, to pour out to your children, Lord. And we thank you tonight for using the man of God in a mighty way. And Lord, we just want to praise you. We just want to worship you. We just want to magnify your name for the word that you have given tonight through the man of God. Hallelujah. Continue to touch him mind, body, and soul. Continue to mold him and shape him, Lord, into the man that you want him to be. And Lord, we thank you tonight for using him in a mighty way. Hallelujah. And we throw all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. And amen on tonight. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's been a blessing to be on the line tonight. We thank God for everybody who has called in, who has tuned in. Praise God. Before we go, hallelujah, any further, I just want to open up the line. Perhaps it might be one on the line tonight that has a testimony or a prayer request. Praise God. Or maybe you have a comment or a question about the word on tonight. I want to open up the line at this time. Praise God. Will there be one? Amen. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. Well, we do thank God for everybody who called in, everybody who has tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will be rebroadcasting this message on Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. Hallelujah. Within the next coming days. So be on the lookout for that text. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So this message, the word of God needs to get out. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we're going to make sure it does just that. Hallelujah on tonight. And we thank God for that word on tonight. I like that scripture that the Lord brought to Evangelist Willie. Praise God. Hallelujah. That he has overcome the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ain't that good? That's good news. Hallelujah, praise God, because we've been trying to overcome the world ourselves. We've been trying to do it ourselves, hallelujah. We've been trying to overcome our haters, overcome our backbiters, hallelujah. We've been trying to overcome, hallelujah, our illnesses, our shortcomings, praise God, hallelujah. But God said, Jesus said, you ain't got to overcome it. I've already overcome it for you. Oh, hallelujah, praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's already been overcome, hallelujah. If you gotta walk in it, you gotta claim it, hallelujah. If you're feeling sickness in your body, hallelujah, you gotta say, I am healed. He said, let the weak say, I am strong. Hallelujah. Let the poor say, I am rich. Hallelujah tonight. What was God teaching us? What was Jesus teaching us? He was teaching us that we gotta speak things that are not as if they were. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you feel a sickness in your body, you need to claim healness in your body. Hallelujah. I know it hurts, but I claim healness in the name of Jesus. I know I don't feel good, but I claim healness in the name of Jesus. I know my bank account ain't looking right, but I claim prosperity in the name of Jesus. I know I keep backsliding. I know I keep falling short of the glory. Hallelujah. But I claim salvation. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus didn't die. Hallelujah, for us to go to hell. Jesus didn't die for us to be sick. Jesus didn't die, hallelujah, for us to be broke. Hallelujah, praise God. We got to claim it in his name.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You got to know that you know that you know. Like the man of God said, you can believe anything. Hallelujah, praise God. You can believe what they told you about God. Hallelujah, but do you know God for yourself? Because everything they told you about God may not be true. Hallelujah, but do you know God for yourself? Hallelujah. Praise God. I always use the example of Mary and Martha. Hallelujah. Martha over there making Jesus breakfast, and praise God. Hallelujah. And Mary sitting at his feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Martha is trying to serve him. But see, Mary is trying to figure out what he likes before she serves. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't serve me if you don't know what I like. Hallelujah. You don't know how many sugars he likes in his coffee. Praise God. You don't know if he likes his eggs scrambled or over easy. You don't know if he likes his toast with butter on it or dry. You don't know if he likes jelly or jam. But you done fixed him a whole plate and you say you serving the Lord. Hallelujah. But you cannot fully serve somebody until you know that person. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got a name to serve him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you know the Lord tonight? Praise God. Sit at his feet. He said, seek my face. Too many times we just seeking what he can do and not seeking who he is. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why people get promotions on their job. You call it brown noses. Oh, they kissing the bosses behind. Hallelujah. Praise God. But they done got to know the boss and then got a relationship. Oh Lord, and that the relationship led to a promotion, and you over there hating because you never wanted to get to know the boss. I'm just here to serve and do my job. That's all I'm here to do. And that's the way we do God. I just come to church to usher. I just come to church to preach. I just come to church to raise the offering. I just came to church to sing in the choir. But do you know the God that you are serving? And then you want to get mad at me because I didn't got a relationship. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And I done got a promotion. Hallelujah. I done got elevation because I got a relationship with him. And I know how he like his coffee. I know how he like his eggs. Hallelujah. I know how he like his toast. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you study serving him and don't even know what he like. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight. So we thank God for the man of God tonight bringing that word. Hallelujah. Start confessing stuff. Start saying stuff to yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Start looking in the mirror and saying how good looking you are. Praise God. How healthy you are. How prosperous you are. How blessed you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And watch it begin to manifest. See, before you can be blessed, you got to believe you are already blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to say that again. Before you can be blessed, you got to believe that you are already blessed. The car don't make you blessed. The house don't make you blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. Those Steve Harvey suits and those Stacey Adams, they don't make you blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Them Jimmy Choo's and those Coach purses and that Burberry and all that stuff don't make you blessed. You was already blessed before you had that stuff. Hallelujah. You need to speak it over your life. Hallelujah. Like the bishop said, hallelujah, on that song, you gotta prophesy over your own self. Speak that thing into existence. Speak it and watch it come to pass. Praise God on tonight. We thank God, hallelujah, for evangelist, hallelujah, Willie Davis on tonight. We thank God for the word that he brought forth, the Wings of a Dove ministry. Hallelujah, praise God. Wings of a Dove ministry, hallelujah. And you can also catch him at Care Church on Sunday mornings, praise God. We remind everybody, hallelujah, that's down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Arlington area. Praise God. Hallelujah. The DeSoto area. Amen. Make God. Some of y'all down here visiting. I'm seeing all kind of license plates from Maryland to Florida. Hallelujah. California, Nevada. Y'all down here visiting, going to the games. You're going to the theme parks. While you're down here, make Jesus part of your vacation plans. Praise God. Hallelujah. Make Jesus part of your vacation and stop by Care Church Incorporated. Praise God and be blessed with a word from God. That's at 2501 Centennial Drive, Suite 115, hallelujah, Arlington, Texas, 76011. Once again, that is 2501 Centennial Drive, hallelujah, Arlington, Texas, hallelujah, 76011. That is Suite 115. It's right there by the across from the Boot Barn. Hallelujah. Next to Cavanaugh's Boot City. Praise God. And it's right there in the shopping center. Praise God. With the Yamaha people. You know them bikes. Y'all, while y'all looking at bikes, go right across the way and get you a word from God. Hallelujah. Under the direction of our very own Bishop Mac Page. Praise God on tonight. And we just thank God for the word that was brought forth tonight. Hallelujah. By Evangelist Willie Davis. Praise God. Hallelujah. He will be back on next Thursday night if the Lord say the same, to bring forth another word from God. And like I said, we will be rebroadcasting this message in the next coming days. Praise God. Hallelujah. So just be on the lookout for those texts and those notifications that will be sent to your phone. Praise God. And we thank God once again for the man of God. Hallelujah. The word that he brought forth. Don't forget to stop by Care Church INC this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Hallelujah. And Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. Praise God. Hallelujah. I guarantee you will be blessed. We're going to treat you like family. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So don't be alarmed when you get a bunch of hugs and kisses. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't be alarmed when we tell you we love you. Hallelujah, because we really do. Praise God tonight. Amen. We have had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Amen. We want to remind everybody that tomorrow morning, hallelujah, Pastor Ray will be going forth, hallelujah, in the Fellowship of Unity prayer call at this very number, 774-220-4000, access code 786-7473. Hallelujah. That is at 6 a.m. California time. Praise God. Hallelujah. 8 a.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. Hallelujah. Eastern Time. Praise God. And I don't want to hear how that's too early in the morning. Praise God. Because those people in California be up and on the line. Praise God. At 6 in the morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we got to be up and ready to hear the word of the living God. Hallelujah. And of course, tomorrow night we will be on with a chosen generation of churches, headed up by, Apostle B.A. Thomas, praise God, of the Women of L.A. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for everything God is doing, the movement God is doing in the ministry. I've had a blessed time on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to just go ahead and close out tonight with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you one more time, Lord, for the word that you brought about confession on tonight. We want to thank you, Lord, for the testimony given by the man of God tonight. Hallelujah. And how you have impacted his life. Hallelujah. Praise God. How you have shed your blood. Hallelujah. Over his life, and that how we can participate in that blood, Lord. Hallelujah. That we can be washed as white as snow. Hallelujah. That you can take our sins and cast them into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered again. And Lord, we thank you for it. We praise you for it tonight. Lord, we thank you for anyone who might have accepted the invitation to make you their Lord and Savior on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise your mighty name. Lord, go with us, hallelujah, and keep us from all hurt, harm, or danger. And Lord, we thank you on tonight. We magnify your holy name, for you are truly worthy to be praised. And we pray these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again.